Hi, this is Kevin Fitzpatrick from the Sonesta Group, and I hope you're all having a fabulous day. One of the things I'd like to talk about is, frankly, you. One of the things that's come to light as I'm speaking with a number of people that are either excelling in their career, they're candidates for a search practice, or unfortunately, they find themselves in transition and across the board in every case. Everyone seems to be surprised. Surprised at limitations they're seeing in their career. Surprised at ideas that they put forth in their jobs that aren't getting any traction. Or surprised that they got passed over for that promotion that they were counting on. Or their performance appraisal is not, frankly, what they expected. And the reality is, as hard as we all work, as hard as you put in the time to try and find that balance of professional and personal life, you put in the time with either your employer or your company, if you're a business owner, and you realize what's the return? Why aren't I doing things better? Why can't I get stronger results? Why isn't my top line and my EBITDA, for which I am responsible, at the level I want it to be? Why is my turnover or my engagement among my employees not what I'd like it to be or not what I'd hoped it would be? And why am I looking in the mirror often and saying, what is wrong? What can I do differently? And the reality is, as we all get caught up in doing what we have to do every day to make our jobs and our families work and our friends work and our lives work in general, we all too often take for granted that just moving forward is going to work without stepping back and being somewhat introspective into who we really are. And that's not about our product. That's a whole nother topic altogether. But really it gets down to who we are. And one of the things that we offer, and a lot of firms do, and this is not about us, the Sonesta Group. This is about you. And I don't want to be prescriptive, so I want to make a suggestion, if I may. There are a number of assessments out there, and they focus on different things. So there are three parts of the human mind. There is the cognitive, which is education and experience. And there are many assessments out there that focus on the cognitive. There is the affective mind, which is where motivation begins. That's your values, your preferences, your personality, your behavior. That's how you're going to do things. And there's the cognitive mind. And the cognitive mind is really what we will and will not do. How we are hardwired. How do we use that finite amount of mental energy to make a difference? To really use our striving instincts, our innate strengths, the strengths we are actually born with, to drive and meet the expectations of ourselves, of our families, of our employers, and those around us. And let's face it, as leaders, meeting the expectations of our employees and driving engagement to make a difference for both the top and the bottom line in an organization, as well as driving retention in a very, very difficult talent market right now. One of the assessments we use is the Kolbe Index. The Kolbe Index is an unusual assessment. It focuses on your striving instincts. It is one of a kind. And the interesting aspect of the Kolbe Index and our striving instincts is our instincts, as I mentioned previously, are how we are born. It's how we come into the world. They do not change based on our education or experience. If we are truly honest in taking the assessment, and I recommend Kolbe wholeheartedly, whether you do it through us or the many great certified Kolbe consultants out there. It is a process that allows you not only to really look at your striving instincts, but those of your team, team dynamics, comparative reports, coaching reports. It gives you insights that you're not going to get from any other tool. And it's going to give you a strong baseline upon which to build off those strengths you have, to increase your effectiveness, both personally and professionally, with those around you. In addition to that, I highly recommend, because I never recommend one tool, I highly recommend you focus on, now cognitive speaks for itself. you have your education, you have your experience, and if you want, you can take a cognitive assessment. Having two learning disabilities, I kind of avoid them because I don't test well, in full disclosure. It has nothing to do with my IQ or my level of intelligence. It just has to be to do with how my brain processes. So, you know, I avoid them. However, on the affective side, there are many, many versions, whether it's Hogan, Caliber, Rank Finders, et cetera, which all measure different things. We use a version of DISC, and there are 200 versions of DISC out there. We use a version of DISC called Take Flight, which is an extraordinary version of DISC because, one, it's very memorable. Two, about fully a third of the report focuses on really driving relatability to other styles. Now, with this particular version of DISC, we can also do an overlay of an assessment on emotional intelligence. We can also focus on chameleon leadership, and we can also focus on team dynamics. And bringing the two together, the power of stepping back and saying, gee, I'm having challenges I didn't anticipate. I'm having success, but I'd like to do better. I'd like to do more. I'd like to increase my relatability. I'd like to increase my ability to communicate. And I'd like to step back and really look introspectively into what is it that I do really well? What is it that I don't do really well? Or what is it that perhaps my innate strengths coming out of Colby are that I'm not leveraging effectively in my role, both professionally and personally? And then I go to the DISC side and I look at, okay, how can I adjust my behavior? How can I drive my communication and my leadership so that I can stay true to who I am, but get the message out from the frame of reference of my audience? There are four personality styles and combinations thereof. Do you know that you can deliver the same message four different ways, and you can visibly see people engage based on what their own styles are? And if you can take a look at that and use Colby to identify your strengths, your innate strengths, how you use that mental energy, and then you can rely on my particular preference has to be Take Flight. I think Merrick does a phenomenal job because of all the tools that we can build upon and tie them all together. But if you can then adjust your communication, you can focus on your behavior and how you do things based on your own assessment by being very self-aware. You can drive relatability. You can drive engagement. You can increase retention. And how powerful would it be to increase your capability as a leader and to look in the mirror and say, I got this. I can make a difference for my organization. It's tough. If I look at that assessment, I got this. I can look introspectively. I can leverage my strengths. I can increase my communication. I can increase my effectiveness in the organization. I can drive that top line and bottom line just simply by being a better me. That's the power. That's the focus on you. You have what it takes, both from a striving instinct perspective, whether you, from a personality perspective, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, whether you're assertive or collaborative, whether you're empathetic or not, whether you're driven by process or you color outside the lines. You bring it all together and you package it and you make the commitment. You can make that difference. And there's a lot of people out there who can help you do that. Not only us, but a ton of firms out there. Choose the one that will help coach you through it. Choose the one that you can find relatable and will help you make the difference and really help you bring that formula together to hit it out of the park and be the best you can be, and thereby deliver the best ROI for your family, for your employees, for your company, and quite honestly, for yourself. Thanks. Have a great day.